Slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 equals 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, owning it.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
Bello! Hi, chat. My name is NJ. This is the Kitchen Sink, and we're here today with friends. I've never had friends on I was going to say on the pod before. This is not a podcast. Why are you guys quiet?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Okay, we're going to mic check. You guys can talk now into the mic.
Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, I can.
Oh my God, period.
This is Katie Lee.
Hi, Katie Lee.
Hi.
Do I speak?
Yeah.
Can this work?
I think so.
Hello.
Yeah, period.
Who is that? Who is that little voice?
This is Josh.
Okay, Josh.
And hey, it's Savannah.
Okay, period. The whole gang's here.
We're so excited to be here. Yeah. Like, I'm shaking.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of nerve-wracking the first time, but it's okay. You guys are going to do great. And maybe you can come back later some other time.
Unless we get banned.
I don't think that'll happen.
We get canceled.
Dude, it's over.
That's a very likely thing for us.
Slay, are you guys so excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm shaking in my boots, dude.
Period. Okay. We're going to queer bait today.
As we should.
As we should. We're queer baiters. Should we do a Valentine's recap? Or no?
I guess. I mean, we could.
I could recap my Valentine's Day, and then whoever's willing to could also recap theirs if they want. Okay, silence. My turn.
Go on, Jay.
I had a Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
No, not I.
I ate a burger. and I had yummy things to drink, and I played games with my friends on the floor.
So
that was my Valentine's Day. Prior to all of that, I got a lot of FOMO, but that's okay. These things happen.
Yes. I feel that FOMO because NJ and I were both on duty for Valentine's Day weekend because we're both RAs.
Hashtag best year ever.
Hashtag. Bro, so we both had the duty phone this weekend. So my Valentine was the duty phone and I got a couple calls.
Bummer.
So, but a couple residents made me chocolate covered strawberries and I got some candy and we got to play games. So I actually thought it was fun.
It was really fun.
10 out of 10. Best year ever.
Werewolf.
Werewolf. Oh!
Literally, bro. We're going to play werewolf.
We must.
We must.
3, 2, 1,
it'll
go.
Be fun. Should we?
I missed the call.
Start now?
No. We got to...
Oh, for Valentine's Day? I didn't do nothing, bro. I sat there. I took a fat nap.
Okay.
It was lit. I played games with you guys on the floor.
Yeah.
We had, maybe 20 people blocking the whole lobby.
Bro, the residents kept staring at us, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it was kind of fun, though.
They were jealous.
They didn't get it.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a fun song to play. Just to start us off if we want a music.
Chicken wings, chicken wings.
Hot dog and bologna.
Period.
Wait, should we just sing?
Okay, yeah, go for
live
it.
Vocals, live
vocals. Raw vocals.
Oh. Acoustic.
Dude, I think me and Savannah are going to sing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're just warming. Should we do some vocal warm-ups?
Okay, yeah. My voice is going to crack a little bit, but it's okay.
Me.
La, 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 la.
What did the theater kids say?
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't really know.
I don't know either.
I need
Josh,
to
do you know?
No clue. I had Anna.
Do you want to talk about your Valentine's Day?
I can't speak about that, I don't think.
Oh, it's confidential.
It's confidential.
Okay, period. And now it's a new week. There's no more Valentine's to be had.
It's President's Day, though.
Oh.
Is it really?
Well, yes. Yeah, you know, other schools in the city got the day off, and we still at school.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have class today, though.
This is news to me, actually.
It's also Chinese New Year's, right?
Tomorrow? That's actually my topic of choice, you guys.
Really?
I have a couple words of wisdom for the listeners out there. It's Lunar New Year tomorrow. I don't say Chinese New Year because my dad tweaks out because... It's actually Lunar New Year because he's Korean. So I guess they celebrate it too.
Okay.
But I also say Chinese New Year sometimes. But tomorrow, the Year of the Horse starts. It's super exciting. I have a public service announcement that nobody can shower. Nobody shower tomorrow. It's really bad for your luck. It washes away all the good luck. So don't shower tomorrow. And also, don't wear red. Usually they tell you to wear red on Lunar New Year for good luck, but... Because it's already, the year of the horse, and the horse is, super fiery energy, they tell you to wear, earth tones. And also, if you're married, don't see your parents, but I don't know if anyone is listening that's married.
Locked in.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple words of wisdom for everybody.
Right.
Why am I not supposed to see my parents? Because obviously I'm married.
I don't know why. I guess it brings in bad family problems if you see your parents on the first day of... the new year.
It's like splitting the pole.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
So wait, is there going to be a full moon tomorrow?
Today's a new moon, so it's actually the opposite, kind of.
What's a new moon?
It's when it's zero, there's naked. Yeah. Okay. So you can bring in good new energy. A full moon is release. The new moon is bringing in the good energy for the new year.
Wait, Katie, what do you see for my new moon era sleigh?
Am I allowed to say it?
What? Oh, yeah, go for it, bro.
I see lesbianism.
Period.
I see a lot of good luck. I see a lot of clarity this week for you because I feel like you were having a lot of clarity even on Sunday, yesterday, you know? Well, you were thinking a lot.
Thinking too much. I couldn't sleep, bro.
Oh.
Bro, you guys, I didn't tell you this. Bro, I was up till midnight. That's crazy for me. I was just thinking.
So NJ was awake.
I wasn't checking my phone.
Bro, we could have played werewolf.
I was trying to sleep, but I wasn't sleeping.
Tossing and turning.
Like, yeah.
In PJ's. PJ set?
And it was, yeah.
That's one thing. You always got that PJ set.
Yeah. Carol was talking to me about them, and she was like, are these 100% cotton? And I was like, I don't know.
Does that actually matter?
I think so. Like, maybe not in the grand scheme of things, but like...
What if it's like 2% cotton?
Well, then that's
every
not a
piece
lot of cotton.
Like matters.
But isn't like the synthetic ones, aren't those bad?
Probably. They're I get rashes from the fake necklaces, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Microplastics.
Mulch.
I had edible glitter for Valentine's Day. I have microplastics in
yum.
My body.
They're so good though.
Like yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Okay, end it.
No, well, should we music?
Yes, let's play a song.
A little tune.
What song should we play? Should I pick one of your songs, Katie?
You could.
Do you want to intro it? Which one do you want me to play?
We could play the Smith song.
Okay, period.
Okay. This is obviously a TikTok classic buzzword song.
Is it?
I mean, I think it's pretty popular. I was obsessed with it in 2022. I would sing it to my friends and they got really, really sick of it. So if there's any of my friends on right now, I'm sorry. But we're going to listen to There Is a Light That Never Goes Out by the Smiths.
Period. Okay, let's hope it works.
To die by your side.
draw supplies, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you, every night, both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic.
Back on. Hi, chat. You guys are good.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
That was Picture You by Chapel Roan. Before that was Katie's The Smith song.
Yeah.
Shout out, Katie.
Hi.
All right. I have a Kiss, Marry, Kill prepped.
Okay, period.
For the show. So I want everyone to answer, too.
Should we have people call in?
Oh, we should.
Okay.
Wait, to answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, I'll say it and everyone can think and we can see if anybody calls in.
Okay, period.
So Kiss, Marry, Kill, Spoon, Fork, Knife. Are you thinking?
Spoon, Fork,
I'll leave some time for thinking.
My, like, heart automatically goes to Kill the Knife.
That's what I was saying.
The knife is useless, I feel.
But I was thinking, my friend Jordan actually put in, like, an interesting point that, like, the knife, you could stab the food with, like, a fork. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
Like, you could, and it does spread.
But that's
dangerous.
But I feel
like everything that all the other utensils can do, the spoon can do.
Yeah, I'd marry the spoon.
I think I'd marry the spoon and fuck the fork. Kiss the fork.
Period.
I think I'm in the same boat there.
Yeah, like.
I canceled.
Like I would marry the spoon.
Wait, you would what, the spoon?
I'd marry the spoon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But then... I feel like... But, like, the knife I'm just associating with murder.
Is it a butter knife?
I don't know. Like, a knife is a knife.
Can you kill the knife with the knife?
Don't ask me.
Knife on knife crime?
Yeah. Like, think about it. Because, like, if you're going to, like, take it out, might as well take it out with a knife.
I guess. Or
Or a fork.
Yeah, or the spoon.
I feel like the fork gives situationship.
Is it like the pokey?
So like I'd kiss the fork. I'm just going based off vibes.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I'm not practically thinking.
The spoon does give wife.
But the knife is tall. I don't know. The knife gives me like tall vibes. Ooh, I don't know. You know what I mean? True.
Would you kiss the knife?
Maybe I would. But I feel like a little danger.
I feel like the knife would be a little abusive.
Yeah. But you could still kiss the knife.
Wait. I feel like both the knife and the fork would be abusive.
Yeah.
But I feel like the fork would try to actually stab me.
Because it has so much pokiness.
Yeah, like...
Is it sometimes the fork is more dangerous than the butter knife.
Exactly.
That's an interesting take.
I have gotten injured from a fork a little too many times. I'm clumsy. That?
Explain me getting injured?
Yeah.
On, like, a fork? You know, I'm very clumsy, and I don't pay attention. And I guess, like, because I'm always just, like... playing with it with my tongue or whatever. I'm always like, it's so weird. and I'm just like, it just like, you know, when you like move it too fast and like scratch your mouth or whatever.
Dude, sometimes those sporks like that you get at like elementary cafeterias are dangerous.
Yeah. I hate sporks.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
I'm kind of a spork though.
Oh no, I'm a spork like number one hater.
Oh.
They're literally useless.
You do give spork. Wait, but like, okay, because they have the spork with the knife too.
Oh yeah,
there's like the spoon with like the tines at the end, but then like at some places there's like a fork knife and the other end is a spoon.
But who wants that? That's just too much.
That's like the 3-1 body wash to me. Like yes, it's too much. It's too much.
That's perfect example. It's a perfect example.
It's too much. I don't know.
What utensil would you be, Josh?
What would I be? Utensil.
You give fork though.
I like do give fork. I feel like
you definitely give fork, Savannah.
I don't know, man.
You're giving me spatula.
A spatula? You know, it could be SpongeBob, I guess.
NJ.
My heart says whisk. I don't know why.
I see whisk. You are a whisk.
Thank you. Did they ever ask you that question at your RA interview?
Yes, no. I got that question.
But ask you what? What, like, kitchen appliance you would be?
No. I wish I did.
You know, I don't remember.
I hate questions like that because I always answer with my gut. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like they're, like, especially at an interview, like, they're looking for, like, an answer and then you explain why. I don't know why.
Whisk is a good answer because it's, like, you can mix together everybody.
Yeah, but, like, I just want to be a whisk.
Yeah, but they were, like, looking for, like, personality when they asked that. Because I remember I asked, like, butter knife because I was, like, some, like, stupid, like, response. But now looking back, I see something so dumb. I see something so outrageous, like a fridge or something.
A fridge?
Just because. It's an appliance.
Microwave.
A microwave. I don't know. Just anything.
Period.
I'd be an air fryer.
I feel like I said I would be a mixer or a blender. I don't know. One of the two.
You could be. You would be one of the mixing ones, though.
Like the stand mixer?
Yeah, but like whisk, blender, or you. That's very you. I see that.
Interesting. I think so, too, kind of. Food processor.
I could also see Savannah as like kitchen scissors. You ever use scissors to cut like green onions or something? I could see you as that also.
You know, it's so convenient. I used to play with scissors as a kid. I'm really like a bad kid, bro. But I'm an art student, so I'm always playing with scissors.
True.
But like, I used to like carry scissors around like all throughout middle school and I would always play with them. And kids used to think I was weird. Funny, but not. Yeah.
Savannah gives me like cheese grater. I don't know.
I do love cheese.
I was kind of thinking like a garlic press too or something. That's You're so fun. Fork though. It's like not even funny, Josh.
Just.
I could see that. Yeah. What kind of fork?
Like a smaller fork. Like
the
a
salad fork.
Oh. Yeah, like the salad fork.
Oh, like the, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Wait, three tines or four?
I see three, but that's just my gut.
I think so too.
What would I be? Spork.
You do get spork, unfortunately.
You
do get spork.
You give like a hybrid. So like anything that's
biracial.
I mean,
Wajin. That gives Wajin spork. And everyone like doesn't know how to feel about the spork.
Like, I guess.
Hashtag Wajin winter.
I'm trying to think. Or like a 2-in-1, like something. I saw like a blender that was a blender, but it was also an ice cream maker. Ooh. You're like the jack of all trades. Like Ooh. You could.
No, exactly. Thank you. No, I see it.
I love that.
Yeah. Period.
Huh?
Should we talk about us in like an alternate universe?
Yes. I got you right now. Yeah.
This is something Savannah and I have talked about a lot, actually, where we talk about if like we were men and like how things would be different, because we'd still be us, but like as men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'd be like male manipulators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like no.
Very like performative, like matcha.
Exactly. And you know, I love me some matcha, so like
I just had matcha.
It's a must. Literally. Like,
dude, I'd be reading like Little Women. Mm. Like I'd have the matcha skateboard, everything.
No, for real, I would have a skateboard. Hear me out, hear me out too. I wouldn't just be any type of man. I would be a bisexual man who's also a drag queen.
Oh.
But like I would be locked in.
Yeah. You know? No, I would so be. I think I'd be a bisexual man too. I might be a queer baiter.
Yeah, though. Sure.
Yeah, I'd still be like Wajin and like spork like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think me and Savannah would be really good friends as men still.
Oh, for sure.
I think so. I think we'd be in the city. We'd carry our matchas. We'd like be at the skate park.
You know,
we'd make videos.
For sure.
We kind of like Wasabi production.
Like, or like some Tyler the Creator kind of vibe.
Yeah,
whatever.
I think so. Josh, would you be friends with us if we were men?
I feel like, yeah. I don't think it's because of me, though. I don't know.
I think if we were men. You think we'd be more annoying as men?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, probably.
What if Josh was a girl?
Great. Oh, my God.
You'd be so cute.
You would be
cute. I would
be
so,
really, like,
alternative. Yeah. I'd be, like, an emo, like,
you have
so
really
dumb.
Long hair.
I'd have those, like, teeny little bangs. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
I wish. Oh, my God. They're lucky I'm not a girl. I'd be unstoppable, Loki.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, and you would, like, collect, like, the Monster High Dive.
Yes.
That'd be
oh,
so
my
cool.
God,
the little pet shop.
You would be, like, on TikTok.
I would be, low-key.
And men would be, like, thirsting.
Yeah, yeah.
What about NJ? What do you feel?
As a man?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. I don't know.
We were thinking about this earlier. I feel like you would be, like...
You told me I'd be a manipulator,
I think
bro.
You'd be a male manipulator.
I
think girls would really like you. And... You would take them on like hikes and little nature trails and stuff
to but, my spot.
Yes. Maybe with like a certain banty. If you know, you know,
bro. I feel like that would be me though.
Yeah, like, do you think we'd be friends as men? I think so.
I feel like, yeah.
I think we'd have a little overlap.
I think so, too.
Like, maybe through, like, a sport or something.
Wait, I feel like if I was a man, like, I'd read books at, like, a cafe.
You would!
Bro.
You'd be what me and Savannah are, like, trying to give, but, like, we're so performative about
but
it.
But I'd be genuine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's really silly.
And you'd wear, like, Doc Martens. Like...
Bro, I am right now.
Oh, perfect. And cuffed jeans.
I am right now.
Right now.
Oh, my God.
Would you still have a nose piercing as a man?
100%, but probably, like, my septum.
Ooh.
No, I see.
Yeah.
I see
I was
going to
say
if
that,
I was
too.
A man, I'd have, like, an eyebrow piercing.
Oh, for sure. Mm. I would have at least an eyebrow piercing and maybe a smiley.
Or even, like, a belly button piercing still.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't
if
know
you
if
were
I've
a girl,
seen.
Would you have any piercings?
Would I?
Yeah.
Probably not.
You don't think you have, like, a nose piercing?
No.
What about the ears? Like, all the
ears? Definitely ears.
Yeah, you'd have a bunch of, like, cartilage. Like, or, like, the industrial.
Yes, probably have
I
that.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Period.
I think we'd be friends in an alternate
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
We'd find each other somehow.
I don't think we'd get anything done, though, if we were men.
Low-key.
Because, you know.
I think I might be a little messy.
Same. I think I'd be really, like, disorganized and just let any, like, woman lead the way.
No, yeah.
But hurt, maybe.
Maybe Josh would be the leader.
I feel like Josh would have to be a leader.
What would your name be?
I'm Alpha.
As a girl.
Oh, I'm Alpha. Oh, you knew that
perfect
right
transition.
That.
Wait.
Oh.
Should we lock in?
Yeah.
Should we werewolf?
Maybe we should do werewolf.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm team leader.
So listener. We're going to play a little game. It's called werewolf. I have the deck all picked out. I finessed. I was planning this. Okay. Okay. I don't know how this is going
to
work.
I was about to ask that.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. No, I know that when it has us switching cards and everything, I'm going to put on a song.
Okay.
So that it's not silent. Okay, guys, you want to hear this deck that I have?
Yes.
We have werewolf.
Perfect.
We have diva wolf. We have a tanner as well.
Okay.
And then we have village idiot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Witch, Seer, Insomniac, and Robber.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of switching, a lot of movement.
Okay, that sounds good.
Which I think could be fun because there's only like 4 or 5 of us if you want to play, Bridget. Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I think she should play.
I'm going to get it like hooked up to my phone. Do you guys want to like explain it?
It's kind of like Among Us or like Mafia, if you guys have ever played that. You have like a couple or one person is like the werewolf and you have to figure out who it is in the group based on like where the cards are now and like vibes. It's intuition.
Just vibes.
Yeah. A lot of lying too.
Yeah.
You know, there's 2 different teams. You got the werewolf team and the villager teams. And basically like each character has like a different role. Like if you're a Tanner, you're trying to die and act like a werewolf and get caught or something like that. If you're an alpha wolf, I think you actually can turn someone into another werewolf and take their role.
The mystic wolf, Miss Diva, she can actually look at another player's card. So, like, she'll know, like, say if I'm the mystic wolf and Josh is, like, the Tanner and I look at his card, I could be, like, Josh is the Tanner during our discussion. Mm-hmm. And that could help us, like, it can either help or hurt you in your explanation.
And then
you have the village idiot who switched all the cards, but don't really know, like, it is kind of like mess up the whole game.
Yeah, it makes everything so confusing.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so fun. Okay, I think what I'm gonna do, guys, talk, and I'm gonna pass the cards out, and then I'll start the thingy. I'm gonna come sit over there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll play the song.
Okay.
But like, keep talking so that it doesn't go dead.
Okay.
Oh, just hitting the mic.
Yeah, just hitting the mic.
Oh. To talk about,
we can talk about the room. What you just said.
What I said earlier.
Josh said it's very vibey. It reminds him of Stranger Things.
Low key.
It has all these cool drawings.
Would it be really funny if we like whispered into the mic?
I was gonna say and tell say what we are.
That could be really funny. Should we?
Everyone else hum, and then we'll each say what we are into the mic. Oh,
like,
yes, and that's
and
the
everyone just like
and like yeah
go in a line. Should I have it be that one?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Okay. So look at your guard. I'll start. Okay, I'm gonna turn off these mics.
Okay.
I'm gonna hum so I don't hear it.
Hello. Bye. Wait, take off your headphones, bro. Oh, they don't? That's really tragic. Okay.
Hello, my name is NJ, and I'm the robber.
Could you hear that? Okay, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Hurry up. Katie's next. She's going to tell you what she is. Period. Katie's here.
Hello, it's Katie.
Okay, I am a witch. I'm a witch.
Okay. Who's next? Did you look at me saying it? Josh is next. Come here.
Wait, maybe let me just turn on his mic. I'm going to turn on your mic.
Josh, I'm going to turn on your mic. Okay. Your mic.
Okay. Hey, y'all. I'm the village idiot. And yeah. Okay, I'm good. Who next?
Okay, Savannah, whisper the people what you are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, guys. Let me lock in. I'm Mystic Wolf. You know, Diva, yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay, we're locked and loaded. We're ready. Everyone knows who everyone was to start. And I don't know who anyone else is. So we're going to start with a song while we do the night stuff. It's going to tell us to do things. We're going to do them. And while we're doing them, we're going to play Werewolves of London. So have fun.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fox.
special beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah, werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Okay, hello everybody. We are back. We played our round of werewolf, and we're here to deliberate on what happened. Would anyone like to step up and start? We have 5 minutes. I'm going to start a timer because I accidentally turned it off.
Oh.
Okay, the timer started.
Okay, well, I was the witch, so I had to grab a card from the middle and then give it to somebody else. I grabbed the middle card, and it was the seer, and I gave it to NJ. So NJ is now a seer.
Period.
I don't know what they were first, but...
Okay, anyone else?
Okay, I was the village idiot.
Period.
I moved things around.
Ooh.
A bit.
Which way?
Like, this way.
Okay.
Like,
counterclockwise?
Whatever that means, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, interesting.
Okay. Oh. Wait, when does the village idiot go? First?
The very
I was like,
end.
At the end.
Oh, so that I might be the seer now. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Or are you?
Oh.
Are you?
Or am I the werewolf?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe.
We'll see. What are you, Savannah?
You know, at first, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm the seer. I'm the seer.
You're the seer.
I'm the seer.
What did you see?
I seen that. My voice keep cracking, guys. Let me lock in. I saw that NJ was the robber.
I
was the robber.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Miss Diva, then.
That sounds like the mystic wolf.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not the werewolf, Katie?
I don't. Well, no.
Because you said. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I'm the witch, so let's get that, let's refocus.
Okay, give me, like, your best, like, witch impression. That was awful.
That was really strong. That was a really good witch impression. So, I hope that Okay, so now everyone knows I'm the witch.
Yeah, that cleared things up a lot, and, actually.
But now I think I'm the seer, if Josh is the village idiot.
I don't know.
But I don't know if he's the village idiot, because I didn't hear a lot of movement.
I did, though.
Oh. I feel like I did.
I heard movement.
I was trying to be quiet.
I was super loud with the witch. It made NJ laugh.
Well, it was because, like, your hand went over, like, the mic. And so, like, I heard the sound dampen on, like, the music.
No.
That was playing. So I knew it was someone.
Somebody move.
Yeah, it was me.
That's pretty cool.
I think Savannah's the mystic werewolf.
I am not the werewolf no more if Josh did.
That's true. Wait, so Savannah was the werewolf.
I am admitting now I'm the werewolf because I'm not the werewolf no more.
And I can confirm that Savannah was the werewolf because I robbed her and I got the Miss Diva card.
Exactly. But that means so it is Katie because Josh turned it around.
Wait, no, wait. When does
it depends on the order.
Well, when did Robert went first? So I must have put the only werewolf card back in the middle, and I don't think any of us are werewolves.
I think that might actually be the case. Let me check the order.
We're all innocent.
Oh my God, Team Villager?
Wow. Hey.
Period.
Even I became
unless
innocent.
Someone's lying and they're doing a really good job.
You know I can't lie.
I could be lying. Who knows?
You know, Josh is a good liar.
Being the village idiot is confusing me. But either way. I put the NJ's card back in the middle. So, like, if you were the Mystic Wolf, it's in the middle now.
Okay, wait, so the robber goes before the witch. So I took Savannah's card, and then you put my card back
so
in the
middle.
So
I don't think there's a werewolf unless someone's lying.
Then, I was the only werewolf that opened my eyes. That opened my eyes.
Okay, period.
Oh, so we're Team Villager.
Unless Katie, you're lying. And
unless I'm lying,
unless
you
Katie's,
guys.
Yeah, unless Katie's the werewolf.
Because she could be protecting herself.
I don't know,
if
guys.
If you gave me a werewolf card and then Josh, like, switched them.
Oh. No comment.
Oh.
Katie.
And your witch impression wasn't very strong.
It wasn't. It was.
guys, give me.
Do your wolf impression.
Get
your
off
best,
my back. Oh.
Oh, that sounds. That's a werewolf right there.
Guys, get off my back. It's okay.
I feel like every time we play, we always hang up on Katie. I don't know.
No, we have to.
But she's not giggly this time.
It's just too easy.
She's really not. Like,
you can always tell when I'm the werewolf, though.
Yeah.
Off the bat.
Yeah.
when we played last time and I was the alpha wolf, I looked at my card and then started laughing.
I was trying to hide my face when I saw my card just now.
So I genuinely don't think there's a werewolf unless it's Josh.
Okay.
Because Josh could be lying. I don't know if there's I heard movement, but I thought it was like fake movement. You know how sometimes we do that?
I mean, I normally do fake movement, but like, I don't think I could.
Josh might be the Tanner.
Oh.
But we don't want to vote for him then because then he'd win.
Right.
Sorry, Josh. Unless we want him to win.
Well, okay. Why would he say he's the villager? Okay. And you said counterclock or whatever that means, you said.
Yeah, I moved Savannah to NJ, NJ to Katie.
Okay.
And Katie to Savannah.
So when am I now? What if I'm a werewolf now?
Wait.
No, you're the witch.
I'm the witch.
So now you're the witch.
And I'm the...
Oh, guys, it's time.
I kind of don't know. I don't think anybody's a werewolf.
I think
I'm going to
so,
vote for Josh. But like,
I think if we all vote in like a circle, like I vote for you, you vote
okay,
for
let's
Josh,
just do that.
Then nobody gets out. Okay, so let's go around and we say who we're voting for.
Okay, I'm voting for Josh. He's on the left of me.
I'm voting for Savannah.
NJ.
Katie.
All right.
Okay
dude, let's reveal.
Wait, can someone reveal my card?
Yeah, yes. I got you.
Are we all
dude,
villagers?
No, werewolves.
No, we're
literally
werewolves.
I actually put my card.
And Josh was a village idiot.
Oh, it's funny how NJ got robber again.
Wow.
Oh, wait, yeah. That
wait,
is silly.
How did that?
Because Josh switched them around.
Because I... Oh, see, yeah, the Mystic Wolf's in the middle.
Yeah.
And another werewolf. Oh, dude.
Period. Should we do another round?
I mean, maybe. I feel like it'd be fun to play imposter, too.
Oh, let's do imposter.
Oh,
let's
do we imposter. Should do imposter.
It's like too many app, like... It's too much to do to
no,
set
yeah.
it up.
Okay. I'll do... Should we just do one imposter?
Yeah.
Oh, this
okay.
is
only like four of us.
Tragic. I hope I'm
Bridget,
not
do you
want to
play?
Unless Bridget wants
okay.
to
Okay.
Oh, it's
okay.
Thanks, bro.
For the listeners, the category is locations.
An imposter is like... Everyone gets a word except for one person.
Yeah.
And then we go around and we say words... Mm-hmm. Relating to the word.
Synonyms of sorts.
Let me take my glasses off.
Related words, concepts,
yeah, well, there was this one time we played and Savannah had her glasses on when she looked at the word and it said like it was like in red, like imposter. And then she smiled.
Okay. How do I say those first? Here.
Okay. Could you grab that?
Oh, okay.
It says it at the top. Like
it says Josh starts the round.
Okay.
Okay, Josh.
Okay, I'm going to say luggage.
That's a good one.
I'm going to say overpacked.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know about that
I don't
one.
Know. Should we all dab each other up?
Hey! All right, I'm going to say little shampoo.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is Sneaky Link.
Oh my god.
You're doing great.
What are those little things called? The things you ring?
Like a bell?
A little bell.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
It has a name. I don't know what that name is.
Savannah.
okay. Check in.
Impossible.
Oh.
Check in.
Okay.
T.
LOL. I had one and it just left me because I was laughing.
Ooh.
Elevator.
I'm gonna say. Oh my god, I don't know. I'm gonna say Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that actually.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Should we vote or?
I think we know who it is.
I think so too.
Saying that and looking at me is crazy. Just so you know.
I think maybe Savannah's the imposter.
I'm thinking yes.
I'm also voting Savannah.
Okay, y'all are just haters for one. That's all I gotta say.
All right, should we 3-2-1 vote?
Sure.
Ready? 3-2-1.
Boom.
Let's do a reveal.
That's crazy. You guys are all haters.
The reveal is Savannah
is the imposter. What was the word?
It was hotel.
Hotel.
I was gonna say red, like the hotel boys. Like, I don't know.
Okay, but check-in was good.
Like you the got first it, one was like...
I couldn't... Oh! We okay. have a malfunction over
we'll,
here.
We'll fix that in a second.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But, it's okay.
Case myself for your...
Dude, yeah. How did this happen?
I don't know. Bro, you know, okay. Let me we'll not touch anything either, no.
Okay, period.
But
this is the worst day of my life. Guys... Okay.
He hates her chungus life.
I hate my chungus life. I'll hold it like this.
Yeah.
That works, yeah.
But, yeah, I couldn't figure out what the word was.
Guys, if... All I did was touch the mic and it, like, fell off.
Is there, like, did a piece go flying?
Yes.
Okay, then we can put it back together. That's no problem. Period. Guys, we have, like, 4 minutes left. Because there's a show right after mine, so... Do you guys have any parting words? Or should we play a parting song for everybody?
Interesting.
What should we do?
What should we do? I don't know.
Wait, I'm fixing my mess.
I don't know. Does anyone... Should we go around and say parting words and wish everyone that's listening to us a fantastic week?
Yes.
Or should we, wait, let's manifest something for the Lunar New Year.
Okay.
I have to think.
I don't know if I can say mine.
Oh.
It's Tuesday night related. If y'all know.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
We're 21.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, my manifestation is to be outside and for Savannah to sing with me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Period.
That's my wish.
Are we just doing it for, like, tomorrow as a day?
Tomorrow is the Lunar New Year beginning, but I guess, like, I would say the whole week is the new year, like, the beginning, you know? It carries that energy.
Yeah. I think my manifestation is I'm gonna, like, start a romance, even if it's just in my head.
Ooh.
With a woman.
Okay.
Looking at me, Josh is crazy.
No, Savannah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
You deserve better.
It's not like my heart is broken or anything like that.
Ooh.
Don't say that.
It's
the
day after Valentine's Day. It's only been 2 days.
Savannah, bro, come on.
It's only been 2 days. It's okay, Andre. It's okay.
Savannah, we'll talk later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Maybe you're the woman.
Hashtag oh, okay, okay. I might be locked in.
Okay.
Oh, is it my turn? Oh, my bad. I'm not locked in, y'all. I manifest ice cream. For cookies and creams, ice cream to be at Will's.
Are we going after this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's today, go. Right?
It's
oh
Monday. God,
let's go eat.
I manifest cookies and cream ice cream because that's my favorite. And they never have it on Monday.
But, dude, you know. Wait. What if it comes true?
So I'm going to manifest it right now.
Oh, my
now.
God. Okay. I feel that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh?
I got nothing. Okay. I manifest a pibble. That's what I'm manifesting
beautiful.
Right now.
Wash my belly.
Clean my belly.
Love the pib.
Love a pibble.
Do you have a favorite?
Gmail.
Yeah.
I love Gmail.
I'm kind of a football fan.
I also like football.
I think, you know.
Or Washington. Oh, I love good Washington.
They have names.
These names are so creative.
Yeah, they're really interesting.
Or the G-Bull.
Is there a Pibble on your shirt?
Yes, I'm wearing my Pibble
shirt. Today's Washington's birthday.
I thought it was Lincoln.
Oh.
Do you have a favorite president? Not quite.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah, Obama is my favorite.
He's
so beautiful.
Black History Month, bro.
I think I share a birthday with him.
Oh, really?
I think.
Yeah. This has been fun.
So fun.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. We're kind of over. Except, usually I end early because someone has to come in after me. And
should we play a song?
To end?
Yeah.
Guys, what song should we play? Do we we don't have a queer baiter anthem, do we?
We should.
We have
one.
To get one.
We probably do, but we need to just think. We don't have a lot of overlap between the four of us.
No.
In music.
We're
you
like all over the place, Loki.
I am. I don't know.
Should we play Drake?
Yeah, but he has a lot of. Okay, let me try and find a. Bro, play Hotline Bling.
I was
going to
say
version.
Hotline Bling.
Why can't I type? Oh my goodness, I can't type. Hotline Bling. Oh my goodness.
You used to call me on my Josh phone.
Hotline Bling.
This would be for our resident of the week.
Yeah, this is actually going out to a specific resident.
Yeah, Randall, if you're listening, you're the goat, man. This is your song.
You deserve this, bro.
Right.
He's been singing this all week, so.
I even posted his resident of the week picture.
Why did he choose that photo?
You know.
He's just a troll.
I tried to talk him out of it. He was like, no, I want this one. Like, okay, I got you, bro. So I did it.
Yeah, guys, go check it out on the Grant Hall Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And look at all of us because, you know, we're the best.
Yes.
Yeah, number one.
Yikyak is always talking about us.
Yeah. Whoever posted that thing on Yikyak talking about how Grant always is fine, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yep. We are hot. Yep. Period.
Guys, that was me.
Oh. Well, it's still true.
And I guess on that note.
Okay, but that's not the first time that's happened.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
It's a common thing.
Yeah.
Should we Drake?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, period. Here we go, Mr. Drake.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean. Thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
this news.
Jesse, you must listen to WUYY 90.9 FM on the internet. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
When I had a dream, my dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5